Hi, I'm Amy Wall.
And I'm Charlie Perry.
And we're two best mates obsessed with skincare, but we aren't dermatologists. We're just frustrated with all the conflicting advice and looking the glowiest we can. So, we're going to speak to the experts and do the research so that we all know the truth about looking after our skin.
Hi, Ames.
Hi, Charles. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. God. Quite cosy, to be honest.
I wish people could actually see us right now.
Yeah, it's getting quite hot under here. Do you want to explain to people our situation?
Right. So, basically, we decided to try out a new... A new area of
Charlie shoved us in a cupboard and put a blanket over our head. So I'm pretty sure I'm being kidnapped. So
you know when, like, when you're a little kid and you try and tell ghost stories to your brother or sister and you put a blanket on your head?
And you're like, ooh.
Literally, we just have a blanket over our heads.
It's getting really ridiculous.
Warm,
yeah.
It's really hot. So, welcome to Birthday Skin, coming from Charlie's closet.
Mm-hmm, guys.
With the washing machine and the ironing pile.
When we get profit from this, we'll get a proper studio.
You know what? If this sounds really good, we're doing this every week, Ames.
I'm bloody not.
It's like a
congestion
sauna.
In here, which won't be good for my skin.
You'll start getting spots.
Oh.
Yum. Anyway, yes, welcome to Birthday Skin. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about... well, in commas, facials.
Very interesting.
Yeah, we've wanted to do an episode on facials for a while, haven't we, Ames?
We have.
But the only thing is, there's so bloody many that all do different things that it's kind of hard to just talk about facials in general, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like facials as a topic on its own would have to be split up into so many different things.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're starting on quite high, aren't we?
We really are.
Quite an interesting one, and I think it's one that not a lot of people will be aware of. So,
yeah.
For you new guys and girls, we're going to introduce Face Gym to you today.
Yeah, I am, Amy. I'm so, so excited because I've actually followed Face Gym for so long on Instagram. And it's one of those things to me where, you know, right, being a northerner, any southern listeners will never have had this problem ever because everything's in London or everything's like 25 minutes on a train away. But when you're from the north and there's big companies that decide not to come here and they stay in the south, it's one of those things where you have to plan to go.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what, next time I'm in London, I'll book myself in here or I'll go there. And then I always forget. And Face Gym's always been one of those things for me where I just haven't been able to get in. So I'm super excited that they are coming to Manchester.
Yes, they have just launched in the Trafford Centre, haven't they?
Literally, they launched last week and apparently it went amazingly. And we know that because we reached out to them, didn't we, Ames?
We did. Yeah, it's so exciting.
I know, like, it's a massive brand for us to be working with as well. So,
Look, the podcast, God.
We would never have guessed.
I know. Well, I've actually, like, shamefully, I'm, like, ashamed to admit, I've never heard of them before until now. So the past few weeks, obviously, we've been following them on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having our contacts, emailing back and forth, like the professionals we are.
Literally.
Yeah, so it's been a really exciting journey to, like, see them grow in our point of view, opening this new store. Like, and it is such a cute little corner they've got in Selfridges and Trafford Centre, isn't it?
It's so nice.
Fits in amazingly.
Yeah, so we'd basically, if we just quickly go back, like, I'd seen that they were coming to Manchester and I was a bit like, you know what, I'm going to reach out to them because it would be really nice to actually speak to them and get to know a little bit more. And then they actually offered us not only an interview with the head of education, but a facial as well.
Insane.
So this episode is basically going to teach you about Face Gym, what they do and how they do it and why they do it the way that they do, why it's not a facial and why it's a workout instead.
You heard it right here, guys.
Yeah. And also we're going to give you a bit of, well, we're going to give you a review as well because they were kind enough to offer us the treatment. But also, I'm not going to lie. For me, it's one of those things where it's a bit like, is it just a fad?
Oh, God, Charles, the history of facials. Like, I briefly looked at this the other day. Ridiculous. Like, so many faddy things. Like, have you ever fancied putting crocodile shit on your face?
Sorry.
Goat wee. I hate the word piss. I won't say that. Shit wee.
And just, like,
smushed up
crap.
Oh, don't forget your raw meat facial. I'm sure you little veggie would love that.
Oh, God. Me trying to be a little angel, aren't I?
You had chicken pizza last night, Charlie.
Shut up. Don't tell anybody. My mum doesn't judge me. If my mum doesn't judge me, you're not allowed to.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's disgusting. I would never put that on my face. And we can officially tell you, FaceTune won't be putting any of that shit, literal shit, near your face.
No, they won't. No feces, no wee, no raw meat. Thanks, FaceTune.
Yeah, thanks for saving us from that, FaceTune. So, yeah, I'm really intrigued to see if it's a fad or not. And I really hope it's not.
Sorry.
You look really funny then. And I really hope it's not. And I don't think it will be because of what I've researched so far. It does make perfect sense. Now, there's a lot of facials like they take a vial of your blood and then they roll it back into your face with injections and needles. I'm like, come on.
Really strange,
like,
isn't it?
Come on. And then there's like these LED ones. And I'm like, I really don't see how lights are going to help my skin. However, when it's somebody like massaging the muscles in your face, I do believe in that because it's just like yoga or actually having a massage. So I don't think it's going to be a fad, but I'm going to be completely honest and tell my God's honest truth about what I think about it.
Well, before we go to the facial and have our own experience, we were lucky enough to get a chat with the head of education at FaceTune.
Yes.
So we pulled over Laura Wright, pulled over like the police. We got Laura Wright, and obviously, like I said, the head of education, for a little chat to tell us about FaceTune, what they do, why they do it, how they do it, and amazing.
Yeah, you know? It sounds absolutely insane. I really can't wait to try it out. So without further ado, shall we hear from Laura? Yeah, here you go. This is what Laura Wright, the head of education at FaceTune, had to tell us.
So we're here with Laura, who is the head of education from FaceTune. Thank you so much for meeting with us.
Oh my God, it's my absolute pleasure. I can't wait to chat about all of this.
We are so excited,
yeah,
aren't we? Massively fangirling over the brand. So do you want to kick it all off, Ames? Do you want to ask the first question?
Can you tell us a little bit about FaceTune, about what you do, just, you know, give us a little bit of background.
Of course. So FaceTune was started by our founder called Inga Thron. Now, Inga is an absolute genius in my eyes and everybody's eyes. She kind of came up with the concept of FaceTune back in 2014, and we've kind of been hitting the ground running since then. So where the concept comes from is Inga is actually, she's a big spa junkie, and she actually wrote for the Financial Times, and she's tried, tested, and I think she's been an actual human petri dish and tested every product and every spa around the world. She was doing lots of reviews, lots of write-ups, and she even went as far as injectables, and she was trying and testing lots of different things. And I think it was kind of that realization where she was like, there's far more to beauty than this, and we don't have to be going down this drastic, crazy, scary route. It's not for everybody. Some people, you know, want to go down that route and it can make you look fantastic, but not everybody wants to go down that route, but they want to look the best they can for the age that they are. So Inga had, you know, this big brainwave and was like, look, you know, people go to the gym, they work out their bodies to tighten, tone, lift, and to look firm and to look good, and they get that bikini body. And the same concept lies with the face, because you've actually got 600 muscles in the whole entire body, and you've got 40 in the face, and we do nothing with them.
Oh my God, 40.
Except from talking, blinking, frowning. And, you know, I think it was that realization was like, wow. You know, Inga was thinking, you go to the gym, you work out to tighten, tone, and lift, but we don't do that to the face. Why not? Mm. And that's where the whole brand was born, through this kind of realization of being like, there is other options out there. It doesn't just have to be products, injectables, and, drastic routes. There are other options to make you look good, to make you feel good. So that's where the brand was born, basically, from that idea. And we have been growing and growing ever since, and we've been tailoring, testing, trying, creating lots of different movements, unique movements to FaceTune, and putting protocols together. And Inga actually designed the protocols with lots of experts, because she travelled so far and wide in the beauty industry. She has lots of contacts, and she worked with lots of independent experts in facial anatomy and muscle anatomy to understand how the muscles work, what they do, and how we can train them to make our faces look good and to make us feel good. And their FaceTune, our signature protocol, was born. and we still have this protocol today. It's the bread and butter of all of our workouts, and it follows the exact same concept as you would go to the gym. So the workout that anyone would come to Face Gym and have would start off with a warm-up, a cardio, a sculpt, and then a cool-down. So it's basically like taking your face to the gym, hence the name of Face Gym.
That's amazing. Insane. That's so good. I love it.
Yeah.
So if somebody thought, oh, they walked past you, because obviously you've just opened in Selfridges in Manchester,
yes.
So you're in London in America. If somebody walked past, they'd probably think, oh, someone's just having a facial, but you don't like to call it that, do you?
No, it isn't a facial. It is a workout for the face. And, you know, facials are great. And everybody's been having facials and going for facials for many, many years. But, you know, it's very, very different to a facial. It's a workout. And the reason we called it a workout is because we're working out and we're training the facial muscles. With our brand, it's muscles first, skin second. So our face trainers, they kind of go on a 3-week intensive training boot camp when they join the brand. And we train them to not only learn different techniques and understand the face in a different way, but also we train their eyes to see something different. So, you know, in facial bars, facial salons and spas, you know, facialists look at the skin and they look at what the skin is telling them. You know, is the skin blotchy? Is it dehydrated? Is it look dull? Is there dark circles? Where our face trainers look at the face and think, right, where can I enhance the muscle groups here? Where can I lift? Where can I sculpt? Where can I tighten? Where can I tone? And where can I redefine to make the facial contours pop? Then comes the skin. So we're muscles first, skin second. So yeah, we're not a facial. We don't do anything invasive.
Yeah.
So there's anything with us when you come to Face Gym and you have one of our amazing workouts, there's no downtime. It's not invasive. You're not going to walk out looking red-faced or blotchy and you're needing to hide your face away for a few days until that peel's worn off. This is where you can do it in your lunch break. You can do it after work. You can do it just for a special occasion. And Inga's whole concept is based around, she wants people to get out of that chair and to look great, to feel good, and look in the mirror and think, wow, I look like I feel like $1 million.
Yeah.
And there's nothing worse than walking out of a facialist bar or a facial or a spa salon and feeling like you've got to kind of hide your face from the extractions you've just had done, or the peel that you've just had. And look, we're not replacing facials at all. Going for facials is needed. People do need to go for facials because facials are fantastic to kind of, sometimes you do need that extra help with extractions or steaming or deep cleaning. However, the more and more you come to Face Gym, the less and less you probably find that you do need to go for facials, because when we work out the facial muscles, what muscles need for good health is energy and oxygen. And the more energy and oxygen you have in your skin, the brighter and healthier your complexion looks. Mm-hmm. Therefore, because you're boosting oxygenation in the complexion and circulation every time you come Face Gym, the less and less your skin is looking dull, dehydrated, blemishes are appearing, the congestion's appearing. So it's kind of, you know, working, they work very well together. However, we have had clients that have come to us for many, many years now and said to us, you know, don't go to my facialist anymore. I don't need to, because my health of my skin has improved so dramatically.
Yeah,
and that's what it is. The reason we get blemishes is because we're not looking after ourselves properly, or the environment isn't very good to us, and we're not giving the skin oxygen. We're not boosting circulation. And when you come to Face Gym, that's exactly what we do every day.
Yeah. So what can people expect to see when, after they've had one of your workouts?
So I'd say your immediate result from a Face Gym workout is a brighter and healthier complexion. Instantly, you look in the mirror and you're like, wow, I don't even want to put makeup on. I want to walk out here and own my face. So I think you definitely look brighter, you look healthier. Now, you also look more contoured, sculpted, and less puffy, because we work on all of that lymphatic system in your skin, which, you know, holds that water retention, can make you look puffy around the jawline or under the eyes, and we drain all those toxins away. And we do that in our cardio piece of our workout. So in the cardio, our movements get pretty fast, pretty fierce. We pummel, we pound your face. It's very comfortable. And the reason we're doing that is we're bringing all those toxins to the surface. And then during the sculpt section of our workout, we're really helping to sculpt and drain away all the toxins to kind of redefine and get rid of any unwanted puffiness. So if you said to me, how would I look after a Face Gym workout? You'd look brighter, you'd look healthier, much more sculpted, and your contours definitely enhanced.
That sounds ideal. Yeah,
I'm like, I want that.
I can tell by your faces. You look at me like, tell me more.
You're like a contour without actually having to have skills with makeup.
And this is the thing. People think, oh, you can only get great contours with makeup. And you can, by all means. Oh my God, there's great products on the market. But what they don't realise is that your face has fantastic contours. They're just hidden sometimes from toxins, water retention, and poor muscle, you know, tone. Yeah. So I think as well, we, as humans, as you know, we've grown up looking in the mirror and look at our skin only. Mm-hmm. We've never looked in the mirror and looked at our muscles or where our jawline is or where our cheekbones lie or where my eyebrows lit, you know, how could they be lifted? And we've never actually thought about enhancing our structure of our face. Yeah. And you can through muscle manipulation, you know, massage, and through during our workouts, it's a lot of repetition with unique movements to improve the muscle tone on the face as well, to make you look healthier and brighter.
I always used to joke, because whenever I'm on the computer or I'm concentrating on something, I naturally frown, and I used to think to myself, I'm going to have the beefiest forehead just from constantly frowning. Aww. So I feel like as soon as I get myself a face gym, my forehead will be just like like a new person.
Yeah. During our workouts, we use our hands to sculpt, tighten, tone and lift and enhance your contours, but we also use some tools. We use one tool in particular called, it's our gold dermal roller, and that's fantastic. If you sit, you know, it's me especially, I frown a lot, I'm very expressive. And it's a little gold roller that you rub all over your face before you apply your serum and your moisturiser, and it works on the connective tissue in your skin and it plumps out those fine lines. So fantastic for a special occasion, but also just a great habit to start doing every day, because it boosts circulation, and the more circulation and more oxygen you have, the more hydrated you are and the less visible your lines are
I bet you're excited about that, Ames, because I know you wanted to ask about kind of how you can try and do it at home.
I was wondering, because obviously you said before about all your, you know, your trainees going on like 3 months. Was it 3 months?
A three-week course.
It must be quite, you know, intense. So how can you replicate this? Like, can you come back from a face gym workout and, you know, have techniques to use at home by yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we do with all of our clients, when you come visit us at Face Gym, we talk you through what we do, how we're going to make you look and feel, but also we're going to ask you questions on what you want to improve on. Now, based on what you tell us, we kind of get to know you, your muscles, your skin, and it's a whole education piece. So we also help to educate you about the facial muscles and educate the clients as well about how they work, why they work, and how we can improve them, but also you can at home too. So we do give lots of hints, tips and methods to kind of practice at home as well, you know, to kind of iron out frown lines or lift the eye area or prevent that double chin from forming. We also have great tools. So with, like I mentioned, that gold roller, we also have our Face Gym Pro, which is our electrical muscle stimulation device, which is, it's a personal trainer you're taking home with you every night, I would say. And our EMS, electrical muscle stimulation device, you can purchase it, you take it home, we use it in our workouts. And the only way I can describe it to you two is basically it sends electromagnetic waves through and pulses to every single facial muscle. Muscles that our hands in our workouts can't even get to. So basically enhances all of our hand work. And it trains your muscles in between workouts at Face Gym. So if you're wanting to maintain the results you've seen at Face Gym, using our Face Gym Pro in between workouts is like doing 600 sit-ups on every single facial muscle.
Oh my God.
It's fantastic. It gives your face a six-pack. It really, really does. And we, you know, our clients absolutely adore it. They see results. They use it every other day in between workouts with us, because we recommend to come visit us at least once every 7 to 10 days to kind of maintain. It's like going to the gym. You can't get a six pack overnight. You know, you've got to train those muscles exactly the same at Face Gym. And we also have Gua Sha Stone. We use a Gua Sha Stone as well to help aid lymphatic drainage. So we can educate you based on what your face goals are to kind of teach you hints, tips, products, tools and ways to make you look good and feel good through facial massage.
So we saw on your Instagram and everything, all the techniques that you use. It really is something special, like how you guys actually do everything. But we noticed something called the skin IV. So what exactly is that? Because when I first saw it, I thought, oh God, are you put on a drip? Because I know that there was that stage where everyone was going for the hangovers to just be hooked up to an IV drip for a while, weren't they?
I know. So skin IV is our newest technology to Face Gym. And it's really, really exciting. I'm so glad you brought it up. Inga, like I said, she's our creative director for the brand. So all of the inspiration and ideas and all the tools, products, everything has been handpicked. Because Inga always believes that, you know, whatever we use, whether it's our workout, whether it's technology, your products, it's to deliver great results. And Skin IV gives you instant results and long lasting. They're amazing. It's amazing. So what is it? It's basically it's been inspired, first of all, from, you know, the IV drips that you see lots of celebrities having, and, you know, they're in Harrods right now. And it's very, very kind of trendy at the minute to be kind of infusing your bloodstream with lots of vitamins and minerals to make you feel back on top of the world. But hang on, we don't do anything for the face. And Inga was like, wow, imagine if we could do something like this for the face. You know, there's got to be a way around this. So again, Inga again, and myself, and we tried and tested lots of different technologies. And this is where Skin IV was born. And we found the technology where basically it penetrates vitamins, minerals, and nutrients into your skin at supersonic speed using pressurized oxygen and quite cold, which gives the skin a great thermic shock, penetrates it into your dermal layers. And basically the reason this was born as well with Facium, like I said to you, we work on the muscles. So the workout is your kind of warm up, cardio, sculpt and cool down. But we still had clients being like, I want a deep clean, or I want this, I want that. And you can't help the clients that come to us and say like, oh, I really want my, you know, my pores unclogging, and I want my blackheads going. So again, this is what another inspiration behind Skin IV, because we are cleaning the skin at a supersonic speed with pressurized oxygen and these vitamins, minerals and acids, we can unclog pores. We can deep clean that surface layer of skin, and we can penetrate vitamins into the skin much further than any serum could ever dream of getting to. And it's super quick. So if you came for a Skin IV, it starts off with a detox water, which is our quick clean. So we'd first of all kickstart by deep cleaning all of your face with our detox water that contains silver oxide, which helps to kind of clean out any bacteria in the skin. It's also got aloe barbadenis, which helps to soothe and rehydrate. Then we go into applying an acid to the skin. And these acids, it sounds frightening, but it's really, really not. We've got a combination whether you can choose the hyaluronic acid, a glycolic acid, or a salicylic acid. Based on your skin need, this will be decided between your face trainer and the client. And then we kind of start to really deep clean with one of these acids all over the face. Then we go into using a vitamin. So based on your skin need, we can either apply vitamin C, vitamin B5, or vitamin A and E to kind of give your skin that health boost it's in desperate need of. And all of this can be done in 15 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Yeah, it's super quick.
I was thinking like hours.
Yes. No. The quick clean takes 5 minutes. The cocktail, which is your acid, takes 2 minutes, and then your vitamin takes 2 minutes.
I think I'd be sad when that was over. I wanted to last.
And you know what? It feels really refreshing. It's really hydrating. And your skin just beams. It's just glowing after a Skin IV treatment.
Oh my god.
And we add this on to any workout that you have faced. If you booked in for the signature or the holiday skin or the cryo oxygen, you can add on the Skin IV quick clean, deep clean, or a vitamin shot based on what your skin is in need of that day.
Amazing.
So you offer a few workouts.
We do.
The one I've seen, what I'm most interested in is it Cryo?
The cryo-oxygen workout. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I was wondering, what is that? Because I saw that you use active ingredients, is it?
Yeah, we do.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, absolutely right. I'll tell you about it. The cryo-oxygen workout is targeting somebody who maybe is feeling a bit dry, a bit dehydrated, and a bit dull, and they feel like their skin needs that hydration boost.
That is me, if ever
it's
I heard that.
Amazing. So the cryo-oxygen workout consists of our signature workout, which is warming up the facial muscles to kind of stretch and release any tension. Then we go into the cardio and make your skin sweat, build those toxins to the surface. Then we go into sculpt, tighten, lift and tone using our hands and tools. And then we can kind of cool down the skin. But you're also getting a 4 minute shot of cryo oxygen. Now what this is doing, it's blasting your skin with CO2 and hyaluronic acid. And that's where your active ingredients come in. It's pure hyaluronic acid. Now CO2, and it's at a super cold temperature. It's cold, but it's comfortable. Mm-hmm. And this is blasted all over your face, the CO2 and the hyaluronic acid together. Now, what that does, it gives your skin a thermic shock. Now, our skin temperature normally lies at around 36 degrees, but given this cold thermic shock, the skin sends your skin into almost like panic mode, and it starts, it births new oxygen to the surface of your skin. So what it does is it boosts circulation, then in turn gives the skin new oxygen, and that oxygen comes to the surface of the skin and starts to rehydrate. It helps to plump out fine lines, and it gives that skin that health boost it's been waiting for, that brightness and that more of an even skin tone and complexion. So that's what the cryo thyroxin is doing. The CO2 is working to give that skin that thermic shock at that really cold temperature, with the hyaluronic acid together penetrating into your dormant dermal layers to give your skin the biggest and best hydration boost. It's like giving your skin 8 glasses of water in 4 minutes. And it really does plump out lines, it makes you glow, and it's fantastic before a special occasion. The night before, the day before, because the results last up to about 7 days with the cryo-oxygen as well.
Wow. Amazing. Yeah.
It's awesome.
Sold.
Book me in.
Yeah. It's a great, it's a great workout. We get great results. We have lots of customers coming back and back for this, especially before big days, big celebrations, but also just to keep their skin in tip-top health, because, you know, I think 90% of the population are dehydrated right now. We have been for many, many years, and there's nothing really changing there because of the weather, the air conditioning, central heating, the environments that we are living in every single day. So hydration, and giving your skin hydration at a dermal layer that you can't even reach yourself with a product, through CO2 and hyaluronic, they're a perfect partnership to make your skin glow. It's beautiful.
This sounds amazing. You're so in Manchester now.
We are in Manchester. It's
so exciting.
It's so exciting. So we actually, we've opened in Manchester, and it's, you know, all the Manchester, we've had so many comments, reviews, and people contacting us being like, please come to Liverpool, please come to Manchester, please come to the north.
Yeah.
And we're just so excited to be there.
That's it. And also, we're super excited to say that we actually have a 15% discount code with you guys, which we will reveal later on in the podcast. So listen out for that.
Yeah, definitely.
But then you can get online and get booked in ASAP.
Absolutely. And we're getting booked up pretty quickly, but it's definitely worth, and come with a friend, you know, make it an experience, make it a day out. And look, you know, look, and what we do as well during our workouts is we halfway through show you in a mirror one side of the face compared to the other, so you actually can see the results halfway through the workout and you see the results at the end. And we encourage everybody to take a selfie beforehand and afterwards, so they can see the before and after, which is awesome as well. So definitely come with a friend.
Yeah, definitely. And I've seen quite a few of those before and afters, and I was telling somebody at work today, I was like, oh my god, it's almost unbelievable. Like, it looks like they've had fillers or something, that their cheekbones are so much higher, and they just look more awake.
Do you know, last week, I know I talk and talk a lot, however, last week I was, I had a lot of tension. I didn't know I did. One of the face trainers looked at me and she went, Laura, she went, oh my gosh, sit down. I was like, what? And she goes, you've got so much tension in your jaw. And I was like, how can you see this? And she was like, because this side looks bigger than this side. And I was like, and but me, my eyes in the morning, I'm in the mirror, quick in and out. I don't really take much notice.
Yeah.
So when I sat down, she started doing one of our workouts on my face, and in our yoga face workout, which is a lot more slower paced, it's hands only, great for anyone that's pregnant or pre or post baby as well. It's a lot more slower paced, and we work on lots of pressure points, and using pressure points within the face and pressing onto them in certain areas can release tension and release toxins. And she started doing the yoga face workout on me, sculpting, lifting away, and then she really started to work on the pressure points. Now, when she was pressing those pressure points, oh, it was like a sweet pain. I can only describe it. It felt good. I knew it was working on something, but I was a bit like, ah. She was releasing all the built up tension within my my jawline, because you've got a really big muscle called the masseter, which is your chewing muscle. And unfortunately, it's where it holds a lot of stress and tension. You've also got another one, which is your temporalis, your temples. You hold lots of tension here, hence why you get headaches. And your corrugators, your eyebrows, you get a lot of tension there. And she could tell that I was holding a lot of tension in my masseter. And she was just pressing on these pressure points around my masseter, releasing that tension. And within 10 minutes, my face looked back to normal. And I was like, oh my gosh.
That is insane.
It was fantastic. So then, you know, it's a great education. It's a great way to kind of meet people, but also teach about stress, because, you know, our busy lives now are so stressful, and we don't just hold stress and tension in our bodies or in our shoulders. You also can hold them in your face without even realizing.
Definitely.
So the reason why you do see such a difference is because you're probably holding so much stress and tension in your face that you don't know about. You're holding lots of water retention that you don't know about, and you have facial contours which are amazing, but you don't know about them.
Yeah.
So that's why you do see such great results when you come to FaceGym, because we know how to get them back.
Nice.
That sounds amazing.
So good. Well, thank you so much for this information. If we haven't sold it to
I don't know what's wrong with you.
Do you know what? I'm so sadly passionate, and I can't talk enough about it. I can't, you know, I'm in store with the team, and I'm talking to customers before they even manage to speak to them. There's just so much to tell, and because it's such an education, there's not enough people know about
it. Yeah, yeah, that's it. We're spreading the word.
Great.
So, yeah, obviously, everybody needs to go get booked in, and the 15% code off will be on its way. Hang tight.
Thank you so much for
having me.
Thank
you so much, Laura. It's been such a pleasure. Yeah, thank you.
How amazing was Laura?
oh my God, she is so nice and obviously knows so much.
Oh God, she is. She knows her bean. She is so clued up.
Literally everything. And she's so passionate about it as well. We sat and chatted for hours, didn't we?
Yeah, she honestly is the loveliest person.
Can we quickly just say, though, we had a little selfie with her. And
don't make me
I'm
say
I'm going
to
embarrass you in front of all of our listeners.
Right, if you're going to embarrass me, I might as well tell the story myself, because you'll probably make out like I'd shat on the floor right in front of her or something.
Okay, I'll let you tell it. You take the glory for your embarrassment, babe.
It's so embarrassing.
Set the scene. She's gorgeous.
She's
perfect in every way.
We're literally there, like, I mean, no offence, no makeup. Like, I mean, I wasn't wearing any makeup because I was just like, chilling. Turn up, oh, I feel like shit now.
No, do you know why we felt like shit? Because we had a picnic of ginger nuts in Marks and Spencer's.
True. But anyway, right, the story. So, pulled in for a little selfie. Obviously, heads got closer together as we smiled. Mm-hmm.
And we were all friends by this point.
Besties. As I smiled, my lip, like my mouth, just made this really weird fart noise. Literally like, right in her ear.
And it just went silent.
She didn't
even take the picture. We were just like...
It went silent for about 2 seconds. And I thought, bearing in mind, 2 seconds is a long time when you've just farted in someone's ear.
Mouth farted at that.
So I was like, do I mention it? Do I not? And then I was like, oh, sorry, I don't know what that was. And she started like laughing and joking with me. And I was like, fuck.
She was literally a fucking rose between two thorns, a farting one as well.
It wasn't my fault. It was all the saliva in my mouth.
Well, we got a nice selfie anyway, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
So it's on our Instagram. Yeah, and by the way, if we've never said it before, it's @birthday.skin. Go and follow us, please.
Like guys.
Like every single picture we've ever uploaded.
All right.
And make us feel popular by replying to our stories too.
All right, guy. Charlie, don't push them away.
Shall we talk about our actual facial?
Yeah,
work out.
You've just done it. Yeah, but you've done it. So, guys, we've just had our workout.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Charles?
It was a little slice of America and heaven on my face. Amazing. What did you think?
I absolutely loved it. So it's so thorough. Like, the lady that was doing mine, God forbid, I cannot remember her name. Oh, my God.
Well, mine was Michaela.
I am so sorry. But even when we were laughing and joking together, I was filling in the form. I was like, God, I can't even remember your name. She was like, oh, it's okay. I always forget names. I was like, you're making me feel better now. But anyway.
But also, she's all over our Instagram.
Yeah,
with these
stories. Yeah.
So you can see her face.
So the lovely lady who did mine was so attentive. Mm-hmm. And she was like, so you fill in on the iPad, like in your little consultation before you go, how firm or soft you'd like them to put the pressure on you so it's not too hard.
I went straight in there with firm.
You say what areas you'd like to tackle the most. So I chose my like jaw cheekbone area because I don't want a double chin anymore. I want sculptured cheeks without having to contour. So oh my God, there were so many different stages. Like Laura explained in the interview, so you've got your warm-up, your cardio, blah, 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 all that you'd have in a workout. Mm-hmm. But we also got the skin IV, didn't we?
We did, yeah. So we had the signature electrical facial with the skin IV. So you can add the skin IV onto any facial you have. So you get your standard, whatever you order, like it's a bloody pizza, whatever you decide to have. You can add the skin IV on top of it. So we were the signature facial with the IV. And they really go through your skin concerns as well, because it's all, like Laura said, it's your muscles first and your skin second.
Yeah.
So they ask you, obviously, what you want to work on, but then they also ask you what your skin concerns are, and they do all those fancy things. But can I just say, when they start, they don't just do your face, like they do like your shoulders and your neck and like the top of your chest, like your décolletage area. Oh, I wanted to fall asleep.
Lovely.
It was amazing.
I mean,
well, like the girls from Parent Trap.
It was amazing.
When they find out that they've got the same parents.
Wow. But no, yeah. So the only thing I'd say is, as nice as it's not that glamorous, because your face, in the nicest way possible, gets pummeled.
Absolutely bloody pummeled.
And if you want to see me, my face being squished up, mushed like actual jelly, please head to our stories, yeah. because, I mean, I'll laugh about it. It looks funny, but I don't think I'd get a date off it.
No.
I mean, I don't want one. Sorry, Callum. But, I mean, if I was dating, I wouldn't show that.
I mean, you do look hilarious. And, like, the nice thing is, though, like, there's... It's not pretentious at all. Like,
no.
You're in Selfridges. Let's face it. It's an expensive shop. They are expensive treatments, but there is no pretense, which I love. I really hate pretentious bars and restaurants and that kind of thing, especially when you pay in a lot for beauty treatments. And when you laugh at, like, the faces you pull in and the little things that they use, like, they laugh with you, which I thought was really nice.
They are insane. The lady I had was just, like, so... She, like, so talkative. It was so nice because, like, I've not had many facials in my time, but, like...
In my time.
But the ones I've had, sometimes I feel like it could be quite awkward because you've obviously got... You know, like, when you're getting your hair washed at the salon and you don't know whether to close your eyes because you don't know whether it's weird or not?
Yeah.
It's like that. Like, if I'm getting a facial, am I meant to close my eyes? Do you want me to look directly into your eyes? Am I meant to keep it open?
To talk to you?
I don't understand, but it was so relaxed. Like,
yeah.
Laura,
and actually,
you've taught them well.
Yeah, you really have. To the point where I was about to say, there's this little bit where they warm up your skin and then they turn your head to one side and they massage, like, down your neck. And there was this one point where she was, like, pushing into my neck. And I actually, as soon as she did it, I was like, oh, my God. And I got goosebumps over my whole body. It was absolutely amazing. So, yeah, we both had the same thing, but I just had slightly different skin treatments, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
And you start off doing, like, the pummeling and, like, with the ball and everything.
All right, Charlie, keep it PG.
So you get a ball on your face and it, like, pulls around your skin. It's really nice. But then, obviously, they did the pummeling and then they go in with, like, the electronic little device.
Oh, God, the FaceGym Pro.
Yeah.
This was... The weirdest sensation.
Yeah, so
it almost felt just like prickling on your skin, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But obviously, like I said, you know, it's different for different people. So you can choose what, like, a like wave you have it on, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so you can have it gentle or quite strong. But I was like, go straight in there with the strong one. And then I was like,
literally. Yeah, I cannot explain the sensation that was going on.
Yeah.
The only way I can describe it was just loads of tiny little prickles all at once, like, in your skin. Down my neck was, oh, my God. I was like, whoa!
Yeah. Yeah, literally, she went down. And also, the first side she did was my right side. Then she did my left side. And I was like, whoa! And I thought she'd actually electrocuted my earring and I'd got a bit of an electric shock. But then she was just like, oh, no, everybody's more sensitive on the left side because it's where your heart is.
Ooh.
So I was like, oh, my God, that's mad. And literally, every time she did it, like... I imagined there's a book when I was a kid and I can't remember the name of it, but there's actually a skeleton and he gets electrocuted and it's just a picture of a skeleton with his finger on, like, a TV satellite.
Yeah, with loads of, like, lines over him.
That was me. That was honestly me. But I loved it. I really loved it. So at that point, that's when they show you, like, they do one side of your face, so they show you the mirror, don't they?
So it's 10 minutes of this electrifying thing.
Yeah.
So obviously half on each. So they stop halfway through to show you the half of the face so you can compare differences.
Yep.
I'm also posting a before and after on our Instagram.
Yours is amazing.
Thanks, girl. Not only of that part of the facial, but the whole thing. So you'll be able to see my before and after. To see, you know, if you're interested, give it a go.
Yeah. So you're putting your before and after on. I'm not going to put my before and after on.
Why?
Because, to be honest, I didn't see that much immediate difference in the way that my face actually looked. And... I don't, this is absolutely not a negative for me because, to be honest, I wasn't going to try and make my cheekbones look, to be fair, my eyebrows and my eyes definitely looked more alive. Like, and you know that line kind of from your nose to your mouth, the nasolabial line, I think it's called.
Labial line.
You always have to make this rude, Amy. My nasal labial line.
Right.
I still think that might be wrong. But mine are quite deep and it did look less puffy. So there wasn't as much of a definitive line. My eyebrow was physically raised, but my cheekbones and my jaw weren't too different.
Yeah.
And that's, for me, I'm absolutely happy with that. And I can see why they price what they do. Mm. So I'm not complaining in the slightest. My skin and my face felt amazing. I had the skin IV like you did, and I really enjoyed that, except she was like, take a deep breath in, but I just couldn't.
Oh my God, I saw so when this happened.
Yeah, she was like, do you not like it? I was like, no, I actually really love this, because it's really cold, isn't it, the skin IV? And they blast, it's 200 miles per second of pure oxygen mixed with hyaluronic acid on your face for this cleansing thing. And Chuffinelle, I couldn't breathe, Amy.
But I know.
She kept thinking that I didn't like it. And I was like, no, honestly, this is fine. It's just me. I just have a real problem with breathing in through my nose, apparently, when there's air on my face.
Well, that's nice, a future reference, isn't it?
But yeah, like I was saying, I'm not giving it a negative. I just wouldn't want somebody, if I turned around and said, oh, it was amazing, I saw a difference, I wouldn't be telling the whole truth. But also, I wouldn't want somebody to go and feel disappointed because they've not seen a difference, because it feels so good. And I did feel like my face was so relaxed and my face felt insane, but also like I just felt lifted. Like I just felt, I don't know, I just felt healthier and a bit rejuvenated by the whole process.
Yeah, I think overall it's a brilliant, who am I? Overall, it was just an amazing experience.
Yeah.
From like getting there, your consultation, the treatment, even afterwards, like it was, they were so welcoming. And it, you know, it was just amazing. Like they made you feel so comfortable, even when you sat there and they were electrocuting your face and your lips having literally like, bah, 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 bah.
Whoa.
See on the story. Wow. Like that, if I was annoyed during that, it was wow.
Me too. I just do want to quickly add as well, I know I'm saying that I didn't see a difference, but I really loved it. I actually have a massive fucking spot on the side of my face, and I really mean it, it's huge. I'm not going over the top with this, it's massive and it's sore. But she was really careful, and obviously she took note of it, and she was like, look, because you've only got one spot and I think it's hormonal, we'll do it as a brightening thing instead of like an acne treatment for your skin, but I'll give you like a face mask afterwards. And I was like, oh, amazing. So she put this face mask on overnight, bearing in mind like it's the evening. So she was like, just leave this on, don't wash your face, and then just wash it off in the morning. I was like, oh my God, that's insane. Yeah. So not only like she went above and beyond to like actually fix the problems that I had there as well. So I'm absolutely chuffed with the whole experience.
Yeah, it was amazing. I'd definitely go back. Wouldn't that be like an amazing Christmas present?
Oh my God, I'm definitely going to book in for my mum.
I mean, I hope she doesn't listen to this.
She always listens. Shit, sorry. Sorry, mum. Sorry, don't listen to that. You know what? I'm going to put her off from listening. I actually mentioned something about being sex gods in a few episodes ago, and she forgot. She told me yesterday she forgot to listen. I was like, good, good. Thank you.
Yes, okay. Thank please. You. Don't listen to that.
Yeah, please don't listen to that. But she hasn't.
So,
yeah.
Is it time to reveal the present?
I think it is. So we're not going to tell you any more about it because, like, you really need to go and experience it for yourself. However, the kind people at Face Gym have actually given us a 15% off discount code.
They have. So we're influencers now.
Hashtag influencer. Ew, I hate that. Yeah, so all you have to do is, all the T's and C's are on our blog. So if you just go to birthdayskin.co.uk, you'll find it in the little bit that says products mentioned. I'll write everything on there, but you have to book online. So go and book yourself in at the Manchester Trafford Centre. Obviously, it's the only one in Manchester. But we have got 15% off.
15% is a big blow, and you know, it's quite a pricey
and it
procedure.
Is pricey. Yeah. So you can use it for yourself, you can use it to book somebody else's, and it's valid until the end of the month. But like I said, all the T's and C's are on our blog, so go and have a look at those if you've got any questions. And as per, go to the Insta at birthday.skin, have a look at our treatments, drop us a DM if you've got a question, but get yourself booked in.
I would highly recommend.
Definitely.
Highly recommend.
And it is expensive. Let's not beat around the bush about it. It is pricey. However, I can see why it's so expensive, because of the equipment they use for starters. That skin IV thing is literally like a drip that they wheel around.
Yeah.
They use, obviously, the electronic device on your face. all the place where you're always amazing, but also you actually have to be really skilled to learn about everything. Yeah. And they go through, like Laura was saying, so much training to do these massages.
You can really see why, like, it doesn't go to waste.
Yeah, and if you weren't trained properly, you'd actually really fucking hurt someone, so...
Jesus Christ, I think you'd get slapped into next year if you weren't trained to do that properly.
Literally. So I can see why it's expensive. I can see why it costs what it does. And of course, like, they don't get to live for free, so they need to make some money. But yeah, if you want to get 15% off, just go to our blog. You can copy and paste the code. It's just birthdayskin15. Put it in the website when you book, and Bob's your uncle.
Mm.
That's it.
Well, till next time, Charles.
Yeah, until next time. Maybe we'll get another bougie facial invite. Who knows?
I don't think anything's going to top it, though.
Mm. Someone's going to have a hard time trying.
Yeah, definitely. Well, smell you later.
Smell you later, honey.
Bye.
Bye.